You're listening to the We Speak Common podcast network. For more information and to support the show, head to wespeakcommon.com.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Tabletop Podcast for Everyone, because here we speak common, brought to you in partnership with The Dice Dungeon, your one-stop shop for all things tabletop dice related, whether it's premium sets made out of resin, glass, metal, the latest expansion or adventure for your favorite tabletop system, or, of course, beautiful dice rolling trays, scrolls, and that all-important vault storage. Check out the growing collection right now and get 10% off your entire order with the code WESPEAKCOMMON at checkout. We're also brought to you in partnership with Describe, spelled D-S-C-R-Y-B. They give you over 10,000 scenes created and written by professional writers that give you monsters, spells, locations, set pieces, pretty much anything you can think of, dialogue, things to say as a player, things to say as a DM that make your game come to life in the imaginations of those around your table. And of course, they've got music, they've got the Sonic Library, they've got maps. It's always expanding. It's so hard to keep up with it. Go and check out what they've got going on. And if you want to subscribe to Describe, you can use the code COMMON at checkout to save 10% off every month from your subscription for the first 2 years that it's active. The link again down below, dscryb.com. My name's Ben. I am joined today by James, and we are talking about what to do when you just welcome to We Speak Common. And James, welcome back to the podcast. Hello, how are you?
I'm pretty good on the old half term. So
I keep forgetting you're on half term. How long have you got now? You got another week?
From now, yeah, I've got next week. Although I am in on Wednesday to do a half term revision session, but
okay,
so a week till it's back to full.
No. Well, okay. Well, I mean, you've got time off. That's something, I suppose.
Yeah.
What have you been doing? You've been making the most of it.
Well, I've done some D&D prep. I've played a disgusting amount of Fallout 4.
okay,
I got back on that horse again for some reason.
Joys.
I've visited wedding fairs. Spent time with the dog. All good stuff.
God, you sound like a proper grown up.
I know, it's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. well, I have not had half term. I have been at work, but I have been very, very busy. Just doing stuff, just making stuff, being in places, climbing things, the family business, you know how it goes. So yeah, just living my life. I wish I had a week off though. That would be nice. Be nice to have a good old long week off to just not go to work.
Yeah, it is. It has been very nice to actually de-stress properly.
I'll tell you what you've not done with your week off though.
Go on.
You've not played Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, I did yesterday.
Yeah, okay. yesterday we played some D&D. We're in a really like proper dry spell at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, I got ill again. Like,
you were
ill again.
Really ill for a while. I did think you were gonna keel over at one point.
Oh, it was close.
what else has happened? We've had multiple cancellations, haven't we?
Yeah, just people not feeling well or, oh crap, they need to do this important meeting.
Yeah, life stuff. You
know, yeah, but we're in that period again. It just pops up occasionally.
Yeah, and we never really know when it's going to happen because we know there's a couple of times in the year when it happens, like when you go back to work after the summer holidays and Christmas and you know, all that kind of stuff, the normal stuff. But occasionally it just kind of happens where we can't seem to make our schedules line up, even though we have a set time every week, like it just something's going on.
Yeah.
Actually, do you know what? I'm going to look at my calendar because I don't know how long it's been since I've run a game. I know it's been a while now. So we didn't play last week. Where are we there? We didn't play last week.
All the week before.
We didn't play the week before. Did we play on the 19th before I went back to see my mum?
I feel like we did.
Okay, so 2 weeks, three when you include the fact that this week's game has been cancelled.
Yeah.
Not great.
No.
Not great. However, I have done that thing, and this is going to be sacrilegious to say on the podcast, but I've done that thing where every time the game's been cancelled, I've gone, oh, yes. mostly because every time the game's been cancelled, it's not been me that's cancelled it, but yeah. Also I've really wanted to cancel the game.
I mean, you say it's sacrilegious, like it is okay.
Oh, yeah, no, it's absolutely fine. But I've had this conversation with a couple of you now, and I just don't know what's going on, but I don't like D&D.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's come from. And I wanted to talk about it today because it's not felt like a passing thing, because it's been a few weeks now.
Yeah.
But I've just not wanted to do it. Not even because of a reason. I should say, so when I say D&D, I'm using that term synonymously. Like, I mean every TTRPG. Like, I've just not wanted to. And Dave said to me, I was talking to him about it, and he said, it sounds like you're just not enjoying it. And I was like, well, I'm not enjoying it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not having a good time. I'm not, you know, I'm not hating it. I just don't want to be doing it. And that's been a really weird thing to experience.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously like one of my core hobbies. And the only suggestion I've been given, which probably is a healthy suggestion, but I'm not going to take it, is you should have a break. You're probably just a bit burnt out, which I guess in a way we're doing because the games keep getting cancelled.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like if I do that, I'm never going to get back on the horse. Because I remember we had this issue with Esteroth years ago. And we're talking, 6 years ago, minimum?
Yeah, it's going to be like full on 6-7 years at least.
And I was like, I'm not having fun anymore. I need to take a break. And then I was like, I never want to touch that campaign ever again. And I don't want that to happen here. I want to finish this campaign.
Yeah.
Because we're so close as well to the end.
We are very close.
But yeah, so that's kind of the state of play. That's where I'm at. Have you thoughts, theories, questions, concerns?
I mean, I've definitely been there. At times where, you know, games have been cancelled and it's like, oh, yes. Or just not wanted to play. You know, so on and so forth. Especially when things get a bit stressful at times.
Yeah,
that typically doesn't help. It's hard to see the point sometimes.
God, that was really bleak.
Yeah, you know, you just want to kind of sit and not do anything, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I should say as well. There's two things I wanted to say, and I was about to say one of them, and the other one has overwritten the first one in my brain. I hate when that happens. So I'm not in any stress at the moment. Like, there's no outside force that's making me go, God, I've got so much on, I can't play D&D. If anything, I'm really well balanced at the moment.
Yeah.
flip my hair. I've got my life together. No, I just like, things are fine, basically. Like, there's not an outside. So there's not that. Because I've thought about this for a while. I'm like, what is it? It's not that. And we're talking around a subject that I think we should just tackle head on. A lot of the things we're saying here sound a little bit like depression, because it's like, oh, you just don't want to do anything. You just want to lie down and not worry about the world and just do nothing. And you don't have energy for your hobbies that you enjoy. Those are all very like depression symptom type things. And I don't think that's the case either. I don't think anyone would be surprised to know that we've all suffered with it. It's a very common thing. And we talk about it a lot in the Discord server. There's a lot of people who, we're quite a safe, loving, caring community, I think. And a lot of people are open about this kind of stuff. So it's not that either. there was a week when I was like, maybe it is that. Maybe I'm just like, maybe that's what's happening here. Maybe that's rearing its ugly head, because it does from time to time. But I don't think it is that, because I'm doing other things. Like, I'm going climbing and I'm walking and I'm like running and I'm doing little Warhammer models today and stuff like that. Like, I am doing stuff. It's not that. There is something about D&D. So those, of course, if you are sitting listening and going, oh yeah, I do feel like this, those are things to be aware of. You know, you might just be in a rough patch, which sounds like I'm downplaying it. I'm not. It's just my turn of phrase. But that's not what the issue is for me and you right now, I don't think.
No. Well, I think that, you know, the idea of burnout, I think, is a big one.
Yeah. But burnout suggests that there's been an intense kind of period of just like working hard, and well, I haven't had that.
There doesn't have to be that kind of thing for you to get burnt out on something.
Okay.
Like, you know, I mean, you know, I've gone to swap over to other examples. Like, you know, I have 150 hours in Factorio, right?
Those are rookie numbers for you.
That is on the lower end. And, you know, there's been times I've been playing it on and off, and I haven't, just full on, you know, no life to play the same game and everything every day. Yeah. And then there's just one day I've turned it off, and then the next day I go, oh, actually, I don't want to play that now.
Yeah.
And then I've gone and done something else, and then after a while I've gone, actually, now I want to go back and play Factorio now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. But do you, because what I struggle with that is that I struggle then to find the motivation to come back to the thing. So I do this with reading a lot. I go through periods where I'm picking up a book all the time, like every 5 minutes, book's in my hand, I'm reading another page. And then one day I'll put it down and it'll be 6 months and I'll pick it back up again. And then it'll start again. I have this kind of process, this like cycle, but I don't have the motivation. I worry the motivation doesn't come back for me to go, oh yeah, I'll go back now. I have to like really force myself.
Yeah, I mean, there has been things where that's happened, and I've just not gone back to them. You know, there's plenty of stuff like that. But that just means you've moved on from it.
But I don't want to do that, James. I want to finish the story.
Yeah, but
finish
like
our campaign.
You know, realistically speaking, you probably aren't going to move on from D&D up until the point where at least we finish that campaign. Because you will have that itch. That itch will be there.
Yeah.
And the longer you leave it, the worse it'll get.
Well, it'll just be... See, that's the thing. It doesn't feel like an itch right now. It feels like it would be a regret, because I regret our homebrew never finishing.
Yeah.
That really bugs me that we didn't finish that. And that's just the way it is now. That's, you know, that's been and gone. I don't want to do that with this. So, you know, I'm not gonna let myself do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, we played D&D last night, which is the first time I've sat down and played for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And this was as a player, which I think was helpful as a way to get back into, because you're doing less.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have fun, but I didn't have the same like longevity in me. We got to a point in the game where I was like, oh, okay, my battery's dead now.
Yeah,
which, I mean, and usually I can go for, you know, our whole sessions, which are like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
Whereas last night that didn't happen. I got to a point, I was like, oh, okay, I've hit the wall.
Yeah.
Which shows me that there is something here, you know, there's something going on with me and D&D right now.
Yeah.
I also don't think we're going to find the answer while we talk about it. That's not the point of this episode. I mean, this isn't just a therapizing session.
Like you say, you know, you use the phrase then, your battery ran out, and it might literally just be a case of your D&D battery is on low. It's not really being able to charge properly. Mm. And it will probably recharge again eventually.
Yeah, it's like sometimes I think, and I say, and take a pinch of salt when I say this, don't take it as it sounds. But sometimes when I think about running our game, I go, I really don't want to be responsible for organizing four other people and keeping them on track and stopping them from talking over each other and making sure they have fun. And that sounds like our sessions are really hard and I have to like really corral you all and pull you together and make you do things. And,
yeah.
And that is not the case at all.
No.
But sometimes I think about DMing and I'm like, I don't want to deal with those fucks today.
Yeah. But that's because it is hard. Like, you know, running a game, especially it's hard work.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to put in all that effort beforehand. I mean, you know, my Dead in Fae document is already 4 or 5 pages long. And, yeah. But, you know, I've realistically, I've already prepped like 2/5 of it or something like that.
Yeah.
Because it's that massive. So you got all that work. And then it's work, you know, you're running the music, you're describing things, you're trying to keep track of what other things are doing in the dungeon while your players are doing that other thing. You know, it's very taxing.
Yeah. Actually, do you know what? This is quite funny. I was talking about my work life the other day. And I've seen the parallel because my job is not a physically not a physically tiring job at all. I sit at a desk all day. I sit at 2 different desks. I sit on my own with one other person most of the time. I have to force myself to get up and walk around because otherwise I won't move.
Yeah.
But because I look after 2 shows that run into each other, so the first show ends at 1, the second one starts at 1.
Yeah.
From the moment I get into the office to the moment that second show ends at 4, I'm on. I don't stop. I don't have a lunch break.
Yeah.
I just go all the way through. And by the end of the day, 4 o'clock, I'm exhausted. I'm knackered. Sometimes I come home, I have a 30-minute nap, and then I'm like, cool, now I can go and do something with my life after work. Because it is exhausting, but it flags to me that, you know, mental fatigue.
Yeah, it's big.
And emotional fatigue as well. Like,
yeah.
You know, managing people and talking to people and keeping them happy and making sure they're saying and doing the right things and using the right emotion and tone, et cetera, which kind of is what you do in D&D because you're making sure people aren't being dicks to each other, even if they're friends. It's exhausting. It wipes you.
Yeah. And, you know, it's especially difficult if you've done that all day.
Yeah.
And then your hobby way of having fun is the same thing again.
The same thing. So, but this is, I've noticed this now because before I, you know, last year I was living on my own. So I didn't notice this, but now that I'm living with Grace and Wes, on a Tuesday when we play, I'll come home from work and I'll always beat Wesley home, but depending on what shift Grace is on, sometimes I'll beat her home, sometimes I won't.
Hmm.
I'll come home, I'll grab a snack and I'll be alone. And as soon as like someone comes in through the door, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go and I'll go upstairs. Like I have to be alone because I need that like little bit of time alone before I then come back to D&D and then have to be like really switched on and social with 4 other people. So yeah, like that's my little recharge time. That's my like go be quiet and rot in your bed for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then get back to it, back to life. Yeah, all of that is to say it's a legitimate feeling, I suppose.
Yeah. And you know, it is very difficult with D&D because obviously the usual advice of go take a break and come back to it is a lot harder because it's not a hobby you necessarily just do on your own.
Yeah, that's the thing. I am acutely aware of the fact that there are people that I'm letting down.
Yeah.
If I say I can't play right now. But I guess that's the thing, isn't it? I'm trying to say 2 things here. They're conflicting and it's conflicting in me. So on one side, I want to say, if you need a break, you tell them you need a break, you take a break. That's more important.
Yeah.
But on the other side, I'm like, I don't want to do that too often because then the game becomes flippant and people keep canceling and you never play and then it just fizzles out. So like, I feel like for me, I have to have like a strictness of myself of like, okay, if I'm canceling this week, I'm going to play next week.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to keep letting people down. And I don't want to let myself down and then let the game fizzle out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's healthy.
Not particularly, no.
No.
You know, I think especially if you run a game.
Yeah.
It's important to realise when you're at that point and to take that break. Yeah. At least from running a game.
I think that's why I've been so thankful that other people have cancelled the last couple of sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a different person each time, just because stuff's been going on. But I think when you were really ill, you messaged me and were like, I'm really ill. I don't think I can play. And I was like, do you know what? That's fine. If you want to bail out, please do. I could do it the night off.
Yeah.
And the following week, Dave messaged me. Ray had something on, but was still committed to playing. And I gave him the option. I was like, you don't have to. It's fine. We can cancel because it was an important meeting.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, it's fine. And then Dave messaged me after seeing that and was like, were you trying to get Ray to cancel? Did you want him to cancel? And I was like, no, I'm like, it's fine. Like, I'm committed to, like, I've mentally prepared myself. And he was like, oh, because I'm really not feeling it. Are you not feeling it? Because if you're not feeling it too, I'll cancel. I was like, are you telling me you need a mental health day? He's like, I really do. And I was like, ugh. Oh no, what a shame. Dave has to cancel. So it's been like I feel like I've been let off the hook too many times. To be honest. Yeah. Either that or you all have secretly come together and gone, wow, Ben's a real grouchy bastard at the moment. He clearly needs a break. Let's keep cancelling.
We've definitely not done that because I was definitely horribly ill.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, your acting's really improved if that's the case.
Yeah, I've just spontaneously developed the ability to just produce copious amounts of mucus.
What a lovely mental image that's given me. Thank you so much.
That's going to be a new creature at some point.
Copious amounts of mucus.
Yeah, it's main ability. It just mucuses everything up.
That could also be a magic item.
Yeah. Cursed magic item.
How are you going to get past the dragon? I'm going to use my copious amounts of mucus.
That'd be a really funny minor curse, though, wouldn't it?
You're just always creating phlegm.
Yeah. It's like annoying, but it's not like overbearing to the point it would draw the ire of a bunch of adventurers. Like,
but also, like, good luck role-playing that.
Yeah.
I just put my head over a steaming bowl of water before every session so that I'm snotty. Well, I mean, that would work. It would do it. Yeah. That would do it. Okay, before we move on to the next segment of this conversation, which is the more upbeat and helpful one, is there anything else we want to say about this? Because I think there's two sides to this topic, and one is, you know, sometimes you do just feel burnt out, sometimes you just don't want to do something, and that's fine, and you need a break and take a break and whatever. But sometimes it can be a sign of, you know, other more heinous things, and it's important to look out for that. And I think, I mean, I'm a big advocate for being open anyway. I don't think people, particularly men, with two blokes sat here today, like, there's never not just two blokes on the podcast. you know, men don't talk about mental health as much as they should and all that kind of stuff. So if, I think what I'm trying to say is, if you are going through the rough of it and you're thinking, do you know what, it's not just burnout, like, I am feeling particularly shit, I think I need to, like, just sort myself out, that's okay too. And I don't think, I mean, the things we're going to suggest will maybe help, but I don't think they'll give you the answer. So don't be afraid to reach out and talk to not just your players, but, like, your friends and your family, and say, hey, I'm having a rough time right now, and I need a bit of support.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you wanna jump in with anything else here before we go on to the next bit?
I don't think so.
Okay, what the fuck do you do when you feel like this, James?
Well, I mean, we kind of touched on it, which is if you can, take a break.
Yeah, so obviously a break is a big one.
But I'm gonna add some to that to kind of address your concern, as it were.
Okay.
Set a timed break.
I like that.
So, you know, don't make it just, you know, say you play every week or every 2 weeks. Don't just make it a case of you end up missing the one session because you miss the one, you're immediately then think about the next one. Mm-hmm. You need to miss a couple of sessions at least. Like probably a good month, a month is like, you literally set like between for this month, I'm not doing this, but then we're going to pick up when we get back to it later at this time of day.
I think that's actually a really good suggestion. When we had our winter break last year, we had a much longer one because we got to a point in the game where we wanted to pause and things were happening in people's lives. And we ended up having 4 months off.
Yeah.
And it was really nice to have a break.
Yeah.
It was genuinely great. We all still hung out and did things. But knowing the set date that we were coming back to really helped to like ramp things back up again because it got to the point where I was like, okay, I need to start thinking about D&D again. And like when there was 2 months to go, I'd be like, what's the point? I can't be bothered. It's so far away. But when we were in the last month, I was like, okay, I need to start thinking. I need to start rereading. I need to revisit the story. And then we had our little mid-session zero so we could all reintroduce ourselves to the plot and where we were and what was happening. And that kind of built up an excitement to come back.
Yeah, and that's why it's important the break isn't just a week or two weeks. It needs to be a good little chunk of time for everyone to go away, refresh, and then come back to it.
Yeah, and I think the scary thing about taking a break is asking for it and admitting that you need it. And that's harder when there's more people in the group, I think, because it feels like you're letting down more people. But those people should be your friends and they should be understanding. So it shouldn't be an issue. I think knowing that, people will probably be disappointed that they're not going to play D&D for a little bit. Like, that's fine. That's okay. People are allowed to be disappointed by things.
But,
it's
know,
not your
if,
fault.
If they're your friends, it shouldn't be a deal break for them.
Yeah,
it should
of course.
Be a... That's okay, actually. You know, I can, you know, accept this in the short term for our long-term benefit as friends.
And also, are you okay?
Yeah, that's that, that bit as well. Don't forget that bit.
Because that in itself, I think if you came to me tomorrow and said, you know what, I need to put the campaign on hold, I'm not doing all right, I'd be like, oh shit, he means it.
Yeah.
Like, something's up here.
Yeah.
Because you don't just do that for the hell of it.
Yeah.
And if you do, then I guess that's a different kind of not wanting to play, isn't it? That's a different issue. Okay, I really like that one. Set a timed break.
Yeah.
I have one.
Go on.
And I think it'll help some and not help others. So if it is a specific thing that you're not feeling, so for me at the moment, it's TTRPGs. It's that kind of scenario. Do other hobbies.
Yeah.
I have a few, so I would just lean into other ones. I was going to say one of my hobbies, which is going to lead me to the next point. So I'm quite physical. I like climbing. So bouldering, that's something I'm doing a couple of times a week and it's wearing me out and that's good. Hiking is another one. And the second point it's leading me on to is do some physical exercise. And I know what you're thinking, ugh, God, Ben, don't tell me to go to the gym. I know. Do you know what? I was really annoyed when it worked too. I cursed my therapist's name and I said, God damn it, James. Weirdly that my therapist was called James as well as you. You were right. Damn it. Physical exercise does help and make you feel better. It does. So do some. Just go for a little walk, you know, or but regularly. Like, don't just do one and go, I'm cured now. Like,
yes, because you won't be cured. Just have to walk this or walk. No,
you won't. Do some regular exercise. So there's two in one there. Do other hobbies and make one of those hobbies exercise. So for me,
it needs to be something drastically different.
Yeah. So for me, it's so something physical exercise is, because D&D we sit still. So climbing, hiking, that kind of thing. The other ones I have, so video games is one, but it's not one I often go to. I have to
That's probably more one like I kind of go to.
Yeah, I have to be in the right mood for it, for video games, because it's more sitting and...
Yeah.
But it can be social, which can help.
Yeah.
And I think... You and I have had many, well, I say you and I, you have had many experiences where we'll jump on a game and I'll put my headphones on and suddenly you're therapizing me. So we know that you're hearing my life's ways. We know that it happens. We know that it works. Reading is a good one. I don't think it's a hobby, but having a really hot candlelit bath. I've had so many of those in the last 3 weeks and it's been great. And our newest hobby is Warhammer.
Yeah.
We've got into that.
Which you're more into that than I am at the minute.
Yeah, so we say newest. The actual game of Warhammer, I like can probably only play once every 2 weeks because it's a long game and it's a lot mentally. And at the start of the game, I'm like, yeah, let's play. And at the end, I'm like, I don't want to play this ever again. And then 2 weeks later, I'm like, I really want to play that game again. But it's the physical side, the making of the models. So I used to do it when I was a kid. And before I actually knew what Warhammer was, I'd buy the figurines, the models, the miniatures, whatever you want to call them. And I'd make them. And I didn't even paint them. I just made them.
Yeah.
So now that I actually know what the game is and I'm playing it, I'm buying and creating these models. So today, it's a Sunday today that we're recording. And I had the whole day and I was like, do you know what? I'm going to sit down. I'm going to make a couple. And it's a really, like, it's mindfulness because you're doing something with your hands. You're focusing on something. I had some music on in the background. The other thing I really like, and I've got one in my basket at the moment, is you can get these little model kits that aren't like fantasy models. Like the one I've got is like this little greenhouse and it's really cute. And it comes with like all the tools and it's, you put it together and it looks like this real life. It looks like a real life greenhouse. It doesn't look like a little model. It's so cute. And it comes with little lights in it and stuff. So something like that, something creative, I think is a good thing to do. Some sort of creative hobby.
Yeah.
It gets your brain going in a different way.
Yeah. Almost like, I mean, especially like the painting one, it's something that is brain dead's not the word. But you're not so much thinking as you are doing a task.
You're switched off. Adult colouring books is good for that.
Yeah. Which I think is always really good, is that when you can just switch off, but you're still doing something, like you're focused.
Yeah, because you can switch off and scroll through TikTok or switch off and just have the TV on, but you're not processing anything then.
Yeah.
There's a phrase called rotting, which comes from TikTok, I think, where you just lie in bed and just scroll through your phone. And that can be very cathartic and nice to do, but not if you do it too much.
Yeah.
Especially because you've got to think things like social media only show the positives in the world. And if you're feeling shit anyway,
it's not going to help.
Not going to help. But also, TikTok is designed to give you multiple hits of dopamine in a very quick succession. That's also not very healthy. So I mean, good in small doses.
Yeah. Next tip, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those ones that isn't always going to work. It's going to be very dependent on where you are personally, mm-hmm. is sometimes you've just got to do it. Like, like play the game, Ben. Play the game.
Oh, okay. That could have gone two different directions, and one of them was quite dark, and one of them was quite quite rude. And then I'm okay. Anyway,
you know who you're talking to right now, Ben.
Just commit to playing Dungeons and Dragons. Just do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've had it happen once or twice. I mean, I think the first time I'll always remember because it involved Joe.
Oh, yeah.
I was really not happy, really did not want to play. And Joe just, you know, and supposed to talk to your friends, comes into that, sent me a message, being like, well, what's up? And I just kind of talked to Joe for a bit, and he was like, you're going to play tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I went and played, I had a great old time, and I felt better for it.
So, yeah, this is really true. You know that thing when you... when you're feeling like really good and really great. No, what are you talking about, Ben? When you're feeling really good, you're really great, and you make some plans, right?
Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks go by and those plans are like 2 days away and you really aren't feeling it.
Yeah.
But you're like, God, I'm just going to have to force myself to go. And then you go and you have a great time. It's that kind of scenario. It happens all the time with me. I make plans and then I'm like, oh, I don't actually want to do that. But then I go and do it and I'm like, oh, I'm glad I did it.
Yeah.
It's the same with D&D. Sometimes forcing yourself to sit and talk to your friends and have a laugh, it is going to help break a bit of a funk.
Yeah. But, you know, make sure that's not happening every time, because if that's happening every time, then there's obviously a problem.
Yeah, if you're forcing yourself to go every single session like I am currently, then there's probably a bigger problem.
Yeah. But, you know, when you kind of first get into that mood, try forcing yourself a couple of times and see if it goes or it carries on. And if it carries on, then think, right, okay, what's my next step?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I had to force myself into our session last night, but I had a really great time.
Yeah.
You know, joking around and hanging out with my mates. So that was needed. And it also has broken the seal of the first session back after having a little break.
Yeah.
I have a controversial one.
Oh, go on.
Retail therapy.
Oh,
buy yourself some nice dice from the Dice Dungeon. Okay, two sides. I am going to do an actual ad read, but the serious side of this is that sometimes resale therapy does work and it is good.
Especially if things get a bit stale and you just need something nice, new and shiny, like a nice new set of dice to change things up a bit.
Yeah. Exactly. Or something non-D&D related, that's fine too. But, you know, of course, if you are looking for some D&D dice, the Dice Dungeon is the one-stop shop. They have gorgeous sets of glass dice, resin dice, metal dice. I mean, you pick the material, they've probably got it. And they don't just do dice either. They do dice rolling trays, dice bags, scrolls. I love the scroll. I have a scroll. It's a case. It unrolls. It's a rolling tray. It's brilliant. 2-in-1. I love it. I've managed to fit 2 sets of dice in the scroll. So
yes, you can definitely fit 2 sets in there.
They have a bag for DMs and a bag for players if you are doing in-person games and you need to like carry your books and your miniatures and your dice and all that kind of stuff around. They've got so much going on. Go and check them out. They're great guys. The Dice Dungeon, links in the description below. They've actually just announced something new they're doing, a little partnership item, so go and check that out. Go and see what they've got on. They're great guys. The Dice Dungeon, link below. The code to get 10% off your entire order is We Speak Common. And of course, if you are running a game, or maybe you're a player and you just kind of want to spice things up, Describe are going to help you do that. They've got professional creative writers who are writing scenes of places, monsters, people, NPCs, spells, attacks that you can read out as a player. Like, if you want to describe swinging your sword, but you don't know all the cool words, like that guy who writes The Witcher, Andreas Sapkowski, that's his name. Thank you, Brain. He knows all of the cool terms. I don't know all the cool terms. If I wanted to play a Witcher, I wouldn't be able to tell you all of the fun terms. The guys on Describe, they can. They've also got a sonic library. They've got loads of music. They've got maps. It's growing every day. There's over 10,000 scenes available right now. Loads of them available for free. But if you want access to all of them, you can subscribe. There's different tiers. You can use the code COMMON at checkout. It'll get you 10% off every month for the first 2 years that your subscription stays active. So you subscribe now with the code You'll have that discount every month for 2 years. It's good stuff. Links all in the description down below or above or next to us. Depends what platform you're on. Okay. So yeah, retail therapy can work. That was a bit of a joke that was in poor taste, but it does kind of help at times. But obviously not everyone's in that scenario. They're not able to just drop some money on something. So, you know, not, it's a half serious one.
Yeah.
What else? What else have we got? Hit me with your rhythm stick. Do you remember that song? Oh, you didn't have that experience.
Like,
you
grew up in the North.
So there is a song that they used to play in music, and I don't know, in our class, music class in high school, and I don't know what it was, but all I remember ingrained in my mind is the phrase or the rhymes, hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick. I don't know what it is, but there you go.
Yeah, no, that's not actually in my archives anywhere, now that I think about it.
Definitely in mine. That's the kind of useless knowledge I hold in my brain. I'm going to try and find it by the end of the episode. Anyway, what else have you got for me?
Oh, well, I mean, we've done the main ones, but see if you can change it up a bit. You know, I think if you feel like you've kind of had enough of things, carefully think about what it is you've had enough of. Is it the character you're playing? Is it the type of conversations you keep having as that character? Those kinds of things. And if it's that, and there's something specific that's causing you an issue and not wanting to play the game, you need to address the issue.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there is probably... there could be something underlying that's making you feel this way. And if you don't know what it is, you need to look within and kind of analyze and find it. And if there is something happening at the table that's making you feel uncomfortable or
if you're just bored of your character,
yeah,
retire them and make a new one.
Do you know what? We haven't really talked about it, but a big factor of Orlo being retired was that I wasn't enjoying the role play because it got to the point where he was a sad boy.
Yeah.
And it's happened a couple of times with characters. And yeah. I've gone, no, this is actually mentally exhausting to try and role play this every week. I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah. Change it up.
There are two options there. One is people can be like, well, I can't just turn around at the snap of my fingers. It's like, well, you can, because it's your character. It's a made up world. If you want to just change it, you can just change it. But if you don't want to do that, because of narrative or whatever, you can always say goodbye to the character. That is fine too.
And you know what? If you really do need a narrative reason, talk to the other players in the DM about finding one.
Yeah, because they will find you one.
Yeah. Whether it's to replace them or experience some kind of weird personality shift. Because at the end of the day, like, you know your character and you probably feasibly know what it would take to change that outlook on something or someone. And you can be like, look, is this a thing we could do to kind of change how my character is going and the direction they're going in? If it is, great. Mm. If not, okay, maybe we do need to retire them.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. I'd agree. There's one other thing we should say as well, which we've kind of touched on, but we should say this as one of the last things that you can do. And that is to talk to someone.
Yeah.
So we, over on the We Speak Common Discord, occasionally, I was going to say quite often, but that sounds like a bad thing. Not that often, but occasionally someone will send a message that's like, look, I'm feeling really deflated. This has happened, this thing. Usually it's something like, the game's been cancelled again. No one's committed. I feel like I'm wasting my time. And, you know, it's something like that. That happens quite a lot.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Or it is just, I'm really not feeling it and I don't know why. I'm just not in a good place right now. Like, can someone like just chat to me? And a lot of the time, just in the common room, like, people will just share their experiences and their feelings. And I think that that's really helpful, knowing that, you know, you're not randomly out here on your own. Someone else is feeling it too, or has a feeling, or understands it because they felt it before.
Yeah.
That's really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there when someone cancels a game last second and you feel really deflated because you don't think anyone's enjoying it, or someone's forgotten their notes or didn't take any notes for two sessions in a row. I'm really sorry, James. I know. And so, you know, you're feeling like, God, they're not paying attention and they don't know what's going on, or they're not committed, or, you know, those feelings are quite common in this hobby. Not even just as the DM, but as a player too, you can feel like you're the only one taking the game seriously sometimes. You know, talking to other players and other people in the hobby is the best way to help alleviate.
Alleviate
that, because that sounds like, oh, my brain went obliviate. That's a Harry Potter spell. Because there's an understanding and there's companionship and there's advice and like, hey, it's cool, we all feel it too. Do you want to just hang out? Do you want to talk about it? And sometimes you don't want to talk about it. You just want to say it and vent it out. And that's a lot. That's really helpful. My side note off of that, if you don't want to do that, is write it down.
Yeah, writing it down is good.
Journaling is so powerful. Get a piece of paper, get a pen. Don't do it on your phone. Don't type it out. Physically write it with a pen or a pencil, whatever you want. Or a biro. Why not? Go for it. Sharpie it. I don't care. Write it down. There is something primal about the act of physically writing it that gets it out of your brain. And then if you want to get really into it, burn the piece of paper. Sprinkle a little bit of magic in there. That'll help, I promise.
I mean, fire's always fun anyway, so.
In a controlled and safe manner, you arsonist.
I mean, I did nearly set the kitchen on fire earlier.
For God's sake.
Turns out you shouldn't spray the cooking spray too near into a small pan, too near the open flame, because if some of it misses.
Yeah, whoosh. No. Yeah, it goes up. Do you know, I nearly did something silly today, which is we had some, you know, in your bathroom you get mold sometimes.
Yeah.
We had some mold on the ceiling, and I was like, it needs to be cleaned, it needs to be kept on top of, it's an old house, that kind of thing. So I got up there with some bleach, and literally the first time, put the sponge up on the ceiling, hadn't squeezed it enough, bit of bleach, straight in my eye.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah, bleachy water straight in my eye. I'm fine. I got it out. We're all good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was silly. So be careful when you're playing with fire and bleach.
On a serious note, though, camping with a fire.
Oh so good.
That can fix like anything, I'm pretty sure. At least for me.
I haven't been camping in so long. I really want to go camping. We've also got at our house, we have a little outside fireplace. Yeah. So I'm like, it's now getting to that time of the year, I'm like, I need some logs and some coal so I can sit out there with my coffee and like, ugh, be so good.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a bit of a shorter episode, but it's been a heavy topic and I think we've covered it. And I think if it's resonated with you and you're feeling a certain way about any of this, you're not alone. It's quite natural. And if you want to come and chat about it, come over to the Discord. I'm not saying this as a plug. I'm saying it sincerely. It is one of the nicest, safest spaces I've ever found on the internet. I'm really proud of it. And we'd happily have you to talk about all this stuff.
Yeah.
And to end it on a positive note, I have found that song.
Oh, God.
It's actually called Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. And it's by Ian Dury, The Blockheads. So I'm going to play it next to the microphone on my phone. I don't know. I genuinely don't know what this sounds like. Here we go. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm gonna skip forward to the bit. Oh! Okay, I'm gonna skip forward to the bit that I am. Oh. Oh, yeah. Of Japan. Let me. Hit me, hit me. Oh, hit me slowly. Hit me. Anyway, yeah, there you go. Hit me with your rhythm stick. At one point, he started speaking French there. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly. Hit me quick. Hit me, hit me, hit me. That is my gift to you today.
Thank you. It's a gift I didn't know I wanted.
but you're glad you have. And on that note, we're going to end the episode.
Yeah.
See you later.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to the We Speak Common podcast network. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave a review on your platform of choice and share us with a friend or D&D group near you. If you'd like to directly support the network and the production of new shows like the one you heard today, head to the description of this episode or our social media pages for a link to our Patreon page. You can connect with the show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at We Speak Common. The network theme is Street Dancing by Timecrawler82 and is held under a Creative Commons 4.0 license. You can find it on the Free Music Archive.